You can open your eyes. I know you're awake. Or we can sit here and you can pretend for a little while longer. I can wait for a little while, but if you want answers, and I suspect you do, you're going to have to open your eyes and talk to me. Ah, there we go. Good morning. Afternoon, sorry. You've been out for a long time, and I bet you are feeling more than a little disoriented. Just take your time. It's okay. Your mouth is probably very dry. Maybe your throat hurts. The sedatives will do that. If you sit up a bit, I have a glass of water right here with a straw. I'll hold it for you if you want to sip at it. It's okay. Yes, you have been restrained. Have some water. Just small sips. Good girl. Nice deep breaths for me. It's okay. Good. You were resistant to being brought here. I determined that the restraints were necessary to keep you from hurting yourself or members of my staff. Do you remember that? No? You will. No, we are going to leave them on for the time being. If you can show me that you are willing to cooperate, I will consider removing them. That's enough water for now. Okay. Do you know where you are? Yes, this is a hospital. A psychiatric facility, to be precise. I am Dr. Annan, and I expect we will be working very closely together for the foreseeable future. You have been brought here for a few days of rest and observation and any tests that I might decide are appropriate. I'm going to pull this sheet down to listen to your chest. So just relax and breathe normally. Heart rate is a little high. Are you afraid of me? Clothing was removed to perform the intake examination. I'm going to want to examine you now and then, and I'm going to need full access. Will you restrain to the bed? This was the easiest way. Don't worry, this is a private room. If you are cold, I can have a nurse bring an extra blanket. Ah, I was wondering when we'd get to that. You're here because there's been some concern about your state of mind. Some of the imagery and ideas you seem drawn to are troubling. Specifically, some of the recurring themes and scenarios I have been led to understand that you find exciting, sexually arousing. Your laptop has been confiscated, as has your phone. I haven't had a chance to review all the contents, but I will. I have seen enough to know the kinds of websites you have been visiting, the videos you have been bookmarking, stories you have been reading and listening to and writing. Do you want to talk about it? I can see you're blushing. Are you feeling embarrassed? I am told that you have been bookmarking these sites for masturbatory purpose. Nothing to say? You're going to learn to work with me, or we are going to be here for a very long time. I'll tell you what, we'll come back to that question. The concern is that you seem to have an unhealthy obsession with pain, and not just the usual daddy didn't spank me enough kind of sadomasochism we see cropping up everywhere these days. What you want is more extreme than just a little spanking, isn't it? Maybe that S&M stuff turns you on, but that's not what brings you to climax, is it? Look at me. And stop rattling the restraints, please. I need you to listen to me. The kind of material you've been using, rich sexual gratification, is quite a bit more disturbing than your average slap on the bum. There are aspects of it that could certainly be classified as sexual torture, would you agree? You want to tell me about that? You don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. I actually have your laptop right here. Why don't we open it up and see what we can find? We have all your passwords. You really shouldn't keep using the same ones over and over again. It's pretty easy to have access to all your social media accounts. Here we go. Bookmarks. Anything you would like to recommend? No? So then, we'll start with most weird. What about this one at the very top of the list? Do you want me to turn it around so you can watch too? No? Okay, just listen, see if you can guess which one it is. I'll bet you can. Over 800 views in 5 years. Shall we do the math? So this one's a winner, huh? Let's press play. Well. That guy has got her at a bit of a disadvantage, hasn't he? What is he doing? What's he going to do? What is he going to do to... Oh, that looks like it hurts. Now, what do you think she did to deserve that? She's having a rough time of things, isn't she? Do you think she's enjoying herself? You know which video is now, don't you? 800 views, yes, I think you do. Oh dear. What's he going to do now? Stop tugging at the cuffs. You are only going to hurt yourself, don't you think? I know how to restrain a girl. Even if you did get free, which you won't, what do you think would happen? The door is locked. The only way out is with the key card I have around my neck. Here, this one. I'd have you back in that bed before you could take 3 steps. Listen, I'd have you back in that bed before you could take 3 steps across this room, and if you think you are uncomfortable now, know that I can make you a lot less comfortable. So, settle down. Let's try the next video. Few reviews. This one was bookmarked about 6 months ago. It seems rather extreme. Do you want to talk to me about this one? Let me turn the volume down a bit. She is screaming pretty loudly. You know which one this is. Are they all sins of man hurting woman? That's what it looks like to me. Any thoughts on why that is? Nothing to say? What's that? You think you bookmarked this one by accident? Well, that definitely sounds like something that could happen, yeah. But then I have to ask you about the number of views, almost 100 in 6 months. You want me to believe that you have never watched this one? You haven't watched it almost 100 times. No idea what's happening on the screen. Well, by all means, then, have a look. Open your eyes and look at the screen. I can fix it so that you can't close them. You won't like it. Watch the video. She looks pretty miserable. Not often that you see someone try to penetrate a woman like that, is it? What do you suppose that feels like? And this isn't something you watch to get yourself off. No? Well, you are very, very wet. Eyes on the screen. No, I'm not going to take that out. I think your body is so used to getting off to this video that just the sound of it, just the memory of it has you very, very close to orgasm. Isn't that right? No? What if I just curl my fingers? Watch the video. I won't tell you again. I will curl my fingers up inside you and just rock my hand back and forth gently, and we will watch. It's getting to the good part, isn't it? Oh, I felt that. Your cunt knows what's coming, doesn't it? Do you like that word? I think you do. What if I pump a little harder? You'll like it rough, right? Like the girl on the video? Are you going to come when she starts screaming again? I'm gonna come with my fingers in your cunt. Watch. Do you think he's hurting her? Do you want me to do that to you? That's it. There it is. Eyes open, look at me. That's a good girl. Good. Do you still have to ask why you are here? You know, that's not normal, right? Getting off on stuff like that. I can see that you know enough to be ashamed of yourself. Anyway, you are blushing again. That's good. That's a start. I'll bet you don't blush when you are watching it alone, though, do you? What I want to know is, when it turns you on to watch other girls being treated that way, do you wish you were hurting them, or are you imagining it being done to you? Is it sadism or masochism? And would you really enjoy that kind of physical pain, or is it just the idea that turns you on? Do you even know yourself? You don't know what I'm talking about? Right. I don't know why you think you can lie to me. You gave yourself away when you tried to pretend you'd never seen these videos before. You'd never seen these videos before? If you won't talk to me, I'll have to get my answers by other means. But I'll get my answers. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. It's entirely up to you, my darling. What was that? You are not crazy. I know that. I never said you are crazy. We don't use words like that anymore. Call your husband. Why? My dear, just who do you think had you committed? Your husband's very worried about you. We've helped him to understand that you are beyond his help. He finally agreed to leave you in my care. I think it's best for both of you if he doesn't see you for the next little while. Look. Look, please don't do that. My staff are under strict orders. My staff are under strict orders not to disturb our sessions. You can scream as loud as you like. No one is going to come through that door unless I tell them to. You disappoint me. You will learn to work with me. I am your only way out of here. If you are going to dissolve into hysterics, you leave me little choice but to sedate you. No, don't fight me. Just a little pinch. Just a little pinch. That's it. That's it. There we go. That should kick in very quickly. It's okay. It's okay. I'm going to test you. You might as well get used to it. Don't fight me. That's the first rule here. In a minute, you won't be able to fight me, but you'll still be able to feel everything. You will be conscious and aware of everything I'm doing to you. Like this. You feel that, don't you? What's the matter? Is that a little invasive? My dear little girl, you really have no idea what you are in for, do you? A little deeper. There. Just rest your head on my shoulder. Would you like me to put a video? Would you like me to put on a video? What about this one? You thought I missed this one, didn't you? Oh no, I was just saving the best for last. You don't watch this one as often, do you? And I think you close it right away after it makes you calm because you are ashamed. And you should be. But does make you come every time, doesn't it? Listen, I know you are not crazy, but no one else knows that. I've advised them that you are delusional, a nymphomaniac, desperate for attention. They won't believe anything you tell them, even if you tell them about this. And if you do tell, I'll find out and I'll make you sorry. How many of my patients do you suppose have thought to accuse me of sexual assault over the years? How many? How many do you think have accused me of doing this? No one's going to believe you. Your clit gets so sensitive when it's engorged like this, doesn't it? Do you have any idea what I'm going to do to this swollen little clit? Your husband, your family, they have asked me to take your case. They have entrusted you to my care, and they trust that everything I'm going to do is meant to get to the root of your problem. It's for your own good. It's for your own good. But they don't know what I'm going to do to you. Every day I'm going to visit you. We'll have a nice little chat and then we'll get to work. We'll get to work. I'm going to hurt you. I am going to hurt you. Every day I'm going to expose all the tender, pink, sensitive parts of your body, and I'm going to hurt you. Maybe we'll watch one of your favorite videos and do what they're doing on the screen. Some days I'll choose what we do, some days I'll make you choose. Maybe I'll have you take my whole fist in one of your tight little orifices. Maybe I'll beat your clit with a rubber strap or zap your anus with electric current. Maybe I'll run nails into your nipples or into your clit. Some days I'll drug you up even worse than this. You won't know what I've done to you until you wake up in pain. You are so fucking wet. I'm going I'm going to make you scream. I'm going to make you talk to me and tell me how it feels, and you are going to listen to me as I observe what is happening to your body. We'll get to the bottom of this. I'll determine just how much you can take, and that's where we'll begin. And every day, I am going to rape you. After I made my observations and collected the data, I'm going to rape you just like this. Oh, because I'll tell you a secret. I am going to enjoy hurting you. I'm going to enjoy hurting you. You go ahead and tell your husband I said that. He's seen the porn you have saved. It's very common for patients to project their delusions onto those around them, to redirect their emotions onto a trusted therapist. It's called transference. It's nothing short of predictable that you would begin to fantasize that your helplessness excites me, that the fetishes I have been asked with carrying in you are secretly turning me on. That your screams make my cock hard. Then I decide at the end of every therapy sessions that I need to hurt you on my cock. It happens all the time with so many of my female, so many of my female patients. Transference. You wouldn't believe how often it happens. Hey, watch the video. I know you like this one. How much more of that do you think she can take? How much do you think you could take? We are going to find out. Know for a fact that I'm going to do that to you. We'll see if it actually makes you come. And I can see the tears. The tears swelling up in your eyes. You feel me rubbing the head of my cock up and down along your wet slit, don't you? Oh, but you want me to. You want me to shove it in again. Like this. Oh, just once. Twice. Oh, so deep in that sopping wet cunt. Because you know where this big hard cock is going to go next. Can you guess? You want it nice and wet. Look, I am pulling out. And now you will feel me just starting to push into your anus, that asshole of yours. You are so tired. Oh, it's okay. Just relax. You tell him, tell your husband that I fucked your ass on your first day here. And every night after that, tell anyone you want who's going to believe you, huh? How do you even know it's the truth? How do you even know it's the truth? Look at where you are. I want you to tell them. I want to see it in your face the day after you tell them, and you're still here. I want to see it, the realization that you're completely at my mercy. You don't leave until I let you leave. And I'm not going to let you go until I'm finished with you. I haven't even told you about all the special, secret, sensitive places up inside you. I'll find them for you, I promise. I'll hurt you in places no one but a doctor will ever see. Would you like that? I can see the fear in your eyes. Be afraid. Be afraid. I'm going to help you redefine pain. Oh yeah. And you're going to tell me all the horrific little nightmares that make you come the hardest. You're going to describe them to me while you make yourself come, and you are going to beg me to hurt you again and again and again, aren't you? Take it, my dear patient. Oh, yes, scream as loud as you want. Oh, no one cares. No one's gonna come to save you from me. Nobody. So you better start enjoying this. My dear patient, I'm gonna come inside of you. Would you like that? No? No? Doesn't matter. Oh yeah. Feel your cleansing. Bitch, you'll like it, don't you, huh? Oh yeah, scream. Oh fuck yeah. Oh. Now let me finish my... Now, where is my recording device? Yeah, come on, yep. Overall impressions upon conclusion of the initial interview are hesitantly optimistic. The patient is understandably disoriented, confused, distressed, but also seems responsive, reluctantly willing to submit to the recommended courses of treatment. I will reserve judgment and refrain from making any formal observations or assessments until after our first therapy session, scheduled for 0900 hours tomorrow. Get your rest, girl. I'll see you in the morning. We have a lot of work to do. Sweet dreams.